My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we recap and then move on from the sexy exchange between Davin and his scammer Belinda. Then we go to Joe Curry and his alter ego Dick Eldorado and his scammer Mavis. So listen and enjoy.
So, Joe, do you remember where we were with my story with Belinda? Do you want to recap for the folks, or do you need me to do this?
I need you to do that.
That's a shame. Okay. When last we left off, me and my beloved Belinda were having dirty talk.
Oh, that's right.
And it was the first, she was like really getting into it.
Yes.
It was getting nice and hot.
Right.
And right before we were going to have the final moment, she had to go, as is the case.
But not, I'll see you later, sweet. Gotta go.
See ya.
Like the bus just showed up.
Peace!
Yeah.
But which was, that was the entertaining aspect of it. But we also had something important too, where she agreed that in the future we would be having a video chat.
Right.
Which the scammers don't do. They never let you show their real face. Up until this point, we've only had the pictures that she sent me of this pretty Ghanaian girl that may or may not be her. So we'll see what happens with that. We are with January 8th. She asked me, she goes, it was nice to see some pictures of you in the sea, beach, anything. That would be cool. She's asking that. So I go, I'll see what I can do. But I go, if you want to see something beautiful, just look in the mirror. She goes, okay, if you say so, I go, take
it. Yeah, whatever, chief.
Stupid lines. She goes, take care of yourself. I had a dream, and I would like to tell you about it. Hope you get a little time. Goodbye. So later on in the day, she's gone. I took pictures. I will send you some when I get home. Sharks, rays, turtles, the resort, some cool stuff. I always have time for you. I just never know when you're going to be online. I can't even make outgoing calls from here. Just lost work because of it. Kind of frustrating. I do want to hear about your dream. I hope your dreams are better than mine. Because remember, I've had horrible nightmares.
Yes.
I will try and continue. I'll try to get back on the internet later. And I go, of course I say so. Where's Cocky Belinda? If you want my I offer her phone number. She goes, she can't wait to see the pictures. I tell her I only have 10 minutes left. She's back. So I go, what's this dream about? Is it good? She goes, my grandmother's sister died 2 weeks ago. And in my dream, you were in Ghana for the funeral. Well, I certainly hope they were keeping the gravestone nice.
Yeah. bring your trowel.
No, you'll frown. Yeah. And in my dreams, you were here in Ghana for the funeral, and you were talking to my cousins like you knew them already. I go, that's very odd. Did you take comfort in that I knew them? She goes, you just had a funeral a few weeks ago. I go, you just had a funeral a few weeks ago. Didn't you for somebody else? She goes, when I asked where you knew them from, you said you knew them from the States. I go, that is odd. How do you feel about the dream? She goes, I was happy you were there with me, but I felt weird how you knew my cousins and how you related to them.
They're the other scammers.
Yeah, could be. I go, I don't know. Maybe it means we are more alike than we thought. There have been times where I have thought we were two of a kind. Just two bullshitters sitting across the ocean. She goes, we haven't had the funeral yet. It is next month. I go, so it was like a dream about the future. She goes, yeah. I go,
well, they didn't kill the guy yet?
No, you know what? They don't bury him right away, as it turns out. They leave him around for a while.
For what?
I think they have to decide what they're going to do. I think it's a big deal.
I think burying him.
Well, there's that joke.
You know, what the hell else are you going to stuff him? I mean, what the hell? You're the boxman plan him.
You're a terrible human being. You're just a miserable human being. Box them and plant them. Ay. What am I going to do with you? No, because I think they have to get the family involved. You got to remember, they're traveling by yak or whatever.
I guess, yak tank's done.
Exactly. She goes, yeah, I hope my dream happens in the future. Well, I go, well, though I'd love to meet your family, I can think of a better place than a funeral. She goes,
good, Mr. Upbeat.
She goes, that's true, LOL. And that was pretty much for January 8th. Now, I want to switch gear. Wait, they may be punishment for the... They may be punishment for the fattest challenge, so keep them handy. Dine on some Ghanaian with Indian spices, because we know you don't like them.
Yes.
Ah, so...
My tummy.
I want to switch gears here, because... I'm not the only one dating a Ghanaian.
Right.
Joe was dating Mavis.
Yes.
Who I set him up with.
Yes.
Joe was Richard Eldorado.
Yes.
They had not spoken in some time. So as Richard Eldorado, Joe makes one last effort to get Mavis back.
Yes. And basically, it's been a while since you've heard from Dick Eldorado, basically because Davin's story has been, you know, moving along for over the
holidays.
We're going
in chronological order.
We're going in chronological order. So even though we're in April, this story is moving through the beginning of the year.
You want to give a brief recap of some of the highlights?
Well, some of the highlights is Dick Eldorado is a used car salesman who lives with his cat, Mr. Whiskers. What happened was during Sandy, the house got destroyed. He also had a bad doctor. He hurt his arm when some mob guy tried to steal his car. Vito Collazo tried to steal his car, and he fought him off, and his arm got gangrene. He went to a doctor called Dr. Wawing Chow that tried to treat him with leeches, and that didn't work out. So Dick Eldorado's been going through a very heavy time. The last correspondence that Dick Eldorado and Mavis had went back on January 9th of this year.
What was the one before that? What was the date of the previous correspondence?
The date of the previous correspondence.
It had to be December sometime.
Looked like it was about the beginning of December 11th.
Wow. So it's over a month. She hasn't gotten back to you. You had written to her. Because you sent her the last correspondence.
I sent her the last correspondence.
All right, so this is Richard Eldorado's last gasp at love.
Yes. Mavis, thank you for keeping me in mind and don't ever forget me. First of all, Happy New Year, honey. I don't know where to begin. I've been in intensive care in the hospital for the past 3 weeks and 3.5 weeks. My arm got really badly infected and it spread through my body. As I was telling you, I was staying at my friend's house waiting to get back into my place from the storm. And I fell into a coma. My friend found me, and they rushed me to the hospital. I did not regain consciousness till the day after Christmas. They told me that it was touch and go, and he almost lost me several times. I have been out of the hospital since Sunday, but I've been on so many antibiotics that today is the first day I'm thinking clearly. My friend has been taking care of me. My friend has been taking care of me and Mr. Whiskers. He looks okay. I should be back in my place in a couple of weeks as the contractor did no work on my home and nothing got done. I can't believe I lost the whole month of December. Mavis, if there was any time I needed you, it's now. This is the first year I felt I have nothing to live for and I need somebody to give me the strength to get through. There was a point when I saw a light and was going to follow it. This happened before, I have told you. As I was heading toward this light, somebody told me to turn back. And now that I'm back...
It was the cat. You didn't see
it. Yeah, you get over here, stupid.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.